time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Great day and welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed standing in for Don and Sandra Tipton from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And yes, it's good to say that again. We are back home at Port Mercy. Well, at least part of the crew is. I had the blessing and the privilege to come back on the Mercy ship. And as part of the crew goes back to get some of our supplies, our tents, our trucks, and the other ship, we are here in the studio today with some guests. And we are awaiting the crew to come back, and we'll give you some updates as soon as they get here. But in the meantime, it is good to be back home in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Well, let's get right to our guests, and we're going to start with Lori Osborne. Did I say that right?
Yes, you
Lori
did.
Lori Osborne?
Osborne, yes.
Okay, and you are from Pensacola, Florida, correct?
Yes, I live in the town called Pace. It's just outside of Pensacola, but I go to church in Pensacola, and yes.
Okay, what's the name of that church?
Grace Community Church.
Oh, I like the sound of it already.
Yes, it's a great church.
About how big of a church is it? Is there a lot of churches in Pensacola?
Yeah, there are a lot of churches in Pensacola, you know, and we have, our church is fairly small. I'd say maybe 150 people, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's great. I love them all.
Now, this seems to be where you guys have connected. Now, you've created a family within Pensacola, Florida, and your little church, a body of believers that want to make a difference in this world and have put their faith in action. Let's say it that way. That's really what's happening. You've brought some girls with you several times to friendships. Why do you do that?
I want them to have an opportunity to serve, and especially in missions. The first time I had a desire to come here, I just wanted to offer the opportunity to anyone in my church, really, who wanted to come. And it was the young people who stood up and had the desire to go.
Maybe I asked that in the wrong order. Why did you come to Friendships? And then you offered that up to other people that wanted to be involved as well. So why did you come to Friendships?
Well, when I lived in Virginia about 7 years ago, a very good friend of mine who has been here many times with her family and people from her church gave me the book to read, the original...
Jesus and Company?
Yes, yeah. That told the story of how the ministry began and everything. And I remember reading that book and just getting goosebumps as I read the story and thought how awesome it would be someday to be able to actually meet these people, at least some of them, you know, or just in general be able to serve in the ministry, even if it was just a visit. At that time, I had very young children, so the opportunity, that just wasn't the right time for me to actually go, but I moved to Pensacola, okay. To the area, and then about a year after being there, I don't even remember how it came up, but it just did, and I looked up Friendships and realized how close you were, and God just put it on my heart to make that trip and come here.
When you say close, I mean, that's relative. To some people, Pensacola is pretty far. How far a drive is that?
It's 6 hours.
Okay.
But that's close enough.
Okay. Now, you've been here twice now, or is it been
third time?
Third time.
Third time in the last about year and a half.
Okay. The first time you came, what was going on then?
Well, basically, we just spent our week here at the port. There wasn't any missions trips going on as far as you weren't out on anything. So we got to meet pretty much everyone that was here at the time. And we learned how the operations worked, really. So we spent a week here. And it was a great opportunity to get to know the people and to see how things work at the base.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now what about the second time? Was there anything going on?
It was pretty much the same situation. We came in June. We did get to meet some different people, though. They had the kids here from the RAMP program,
right.
Some young adults that had graduated high school. So we did get an opportunity to see that in action and meet a few of the young people who were taking part of that. You know, we did different work, but we did some of the same things. But we did just, you know, we did learn some new things and meet some new people. And so that was the second trip.
Yeah. This time was a little different. Now, did you come to Port Mercy? Had you scheduled this ahead of time, or was it because of Hurricane Ike?
No, actually, when we came in June, we didn't want to go home.
Okay.
So we decided we wanted to come back really soon, and we were actually going to come back in August, and it just didn't work out. I had to postpone that trip. And so I rescheduled at that time. I just needed to look at the calendar, see when I thought, you know, I'd be able to get away, and take into consideration the opportunity for young people to come, you know, if they wanted to come. And November, right before Thanksgiving, seemed to be a good time. Mm-hmm. And so we set it up ahead of time, actually. So it wasn't really because of the hurricane initially, but...
God seems to know the right time.
He does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, this brought you to Port Mercy at a time when most of the crew had already left for Galveston. There was just a few people here. We were pleasantly surprised when you and the girls showed up right there in Galveston. What was your impressions of Galveston when you got there?
Well, it was sad to see, you know, the people as far, I mean, the area looked like it had gone through flooding and things, and it looked like there was definitely cleanup going on. I guess my biggest impression was when we first got to the site, you know, we actually drove and met at the site, and they were actually serving at that point. And to see all those people there was such a, you know, in contrast to the area we have been driving through, it seemed like a really happy place at the site. It was a very peaceful place, and the people seemed to be.
Now, you're not immune from hurricanes in Florida. So
no.
You've had some experience with this on a personal level, I'm sure.
Yes.
How does it feel to reach out to others in their time of need? Did somebody help you when you were hit with hurricanes?
Yes. I mean, to see, you know, it's really good to be on this side of it and, you know, being able to help this time. But when we had Hurricane Ivan, many people came from just all over the country to help in different ways. So it was really good. And I believe Friendships was there at the time. However, I didn't know that you all were there. I wasn't connected at that point yet. So...
You think it makes a difference?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It definitely makes a difference having people help. And it was really great to go there and actually serve and help people in another area that have suffered the devastation, you know, that they have.
Well, the feeding is one part of it, feeding people that are hungry. Cleaning houses is another area of it. But sometimes there's things in hurricanes that most people overlook. If you were going to ask people to pray for the people in Galveston, what do you think specifically they could pray for?
For their emotional well-being. Yes, for their physical needs to be met, you know, food, clothing, but also their emotional and spiritual. You know, it's tough. I mean, you know, these people, I know you all gave them so much more hope when you were there, but I think they go back to their cars and now that, you know, they just need spiritual healing, strength to get through each day.
Yeah.
Pray for other groups to come in maybe and be able to offer, you know, spiritual help as well as practical. But definitely, you know, they're hurting. I mean, in more ways than one, more than just the physical one.
Well, you know, when you come in and you give people some of their physical needs, it does give you an opportunity to point them to the restorer of hope. And that is the only thing that will remain after every government program, every ministry has pulled out, is the restorer of hope, that eternal relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, listen, we're going to have to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, I'd like to meet the girls that you brought along with you. And it's been the same girls every time so far, hasn't it?
No, actually, we have one here that is new with us this time to have been here on both previous trips. And one of the other ladies wasn't able to make it this time.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break and we'll come back. We're going to go ahead and meet them.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
And now, a word of encouragement from Don Tipton, the founder of Friendships Unlimited.
People come to us, they read the book, oh boy, and then they have to sweep the floors. And boy, it's a lot hotter than I thought it would be. And, you know, this, that, and the other, and grumbling. And then they go home and they think, what was that about? Then they look back over that time where all those people were fed and people were clothed. And then they realized that it wasn't about them and their glory. It was about him and his glory. It was about what he was about doing and doing with us and with them. And they see, oh, gee, you know, the wheel was spinning so slow, I just didn't see it. But it was spinning big. You see, when you step out and you believe God, just keep going. Pull the whistle and throttle down. This is Jesus. It will get big and cover your play. You know, if you got it all figured out, it probably ain't worth doing. Jump out there. I'm telling you, jump off the cliff with an umbrella. You'll make it if you're going for His kingdom and doing what He's telling you to do.
Okay, we're back on Radio Friendships, and we've just been speaking to Lori Osborne from Pensacola, Florida, and she was just sharing with some of her adventures and connections with Friendships Unlimited over the last year or so. Is that about right? Yeah, about a year. And as we mentioned, she usually brings some girls with her. We're going to meet those girls right now. First, we have Ariana. What's your full name, Ariana?
Ariana Helvey.
Okay, and you're from Pensacola as well? Right. And Kelsey, what's your last name?
Baber.
Mm-hmm. And Shannon, come on up here.
Come on, Shannon.
Shannon, what's your last name?
Baber.
Now, you guys have been coming to Friendships now for some time. You two have, right?
Yeah.
Kelsey and Shannon. How was this trip a little different than others?
Well, we were in Galveston, actually helping with a hurricane, like a disaster.
And that makes a difference? I mean, because really, a lot of mission work is 90% behind the scene, which you've been a part of in the past. This time, you actually got to see what all that preparation is for. Did that open your eyes in different ways?
I guess it did. It showed like how all that stuff behind the scenes really works when there are people out there that really need you to do that stuff.
Did you think people really appreciated it?
Yeah, they really did. There are so many people that said thank you. Like this one guy, he came through the line. He's like, he didn't speak much English, and he at the very end, he's like, I was giving out utensils, I think, and he's like, thank you, and he comes back, and he's like, lady, and it was so sweet. It was just awesome.
Kind of makes the hard work worth it. You know, even though you do some long hours, it seems like the day goes by pretty quick.
Yeah, the days went by so fast.
Too fast.
Now, Kelsey, you're going to college, right?
Yeah.
In Pensacola. How old are you?
I'm 19.
19. And you got a taste of mission work. Do you think that's going to affect whatever you do in the future? Do you think it's opened your eyes in some ways?
It has opened my eyes. Sure it has, but I don't know what I'm doing in my future, so...
And what about you? Did I hear you say before the show that you're a pastor's daughter?
Yes, my dad's a pastor.
Of which church?
Grace Community Church.
So I imagine you go to that church.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And is there some pressures on you to go on mission trips just because you're the pastor's daughter, or was this something you did on your own free will?
Oh, no, no. I wanted to come on this trip just because it sounded like it would be a totally amazing thing to do, helping people, because I've been through a couple of hurricanes, and it was never as bad as it was down there, but we got people around us, got pretty banged up, so I wanted to be a part of helping with that. It sounded really cool.
So you're glad you came?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what about you, Shannon? You've been here several times. Were you glad to be able to go to Galveston? What about when they first gave you the news that you were going to Galveston? Were you excited?
Yeah, I was, actually.
Yeah. Have you always wanted to do mission trips, or is it just something that kind of fell in place?
After the first time, I've always wanted to come back.
Do you have any plans for your future, Shannon?
I want to be a nurse.
A nurse?
Mm-hmm.
So you've always liked helping people, or are you the kind that, as a child, you always were bringing in the stray dogs?
I was
dogs
always like the doctor or whatever. I wasn't bringing the stray dogs. That was Kelsey's job, but...
Now, what would you girls say to other young ladies that feel like, hey, wait a minute, you know, what can I do around ships? What difference can I make in this world? What would you say to encourage them right now?
Well, I would say just to go for it, because I had a lot of the same concerns as well, because the only ship I'd ever been on was a ferry in Germany.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have a lot of experience. But yeah, and it might help to have maybe some friends go with you, because I know that I was a lot more comfortable going to friendships and stuff because I had my friends with me. So yeah.
That's kind of what you guys have done anyways. We have two sisters here, but we all thought you were all part of the same family. And it turns out there's only two of you related. You guys have all adopted each other. How did you guys meet? Was it at church?
Yeah.
Church, yeah. And we take karate together.
We take karate together, and we go to youth group and Sunday school and stuff
everything
like that.
Everything.
Did you guys like each other right from the get-go, or has there been...
We totally hated each other.
But no, we kind of got to know each other gradually, because I guess with girls, you just kind of have to warm up.
Yeah. But now you seem inseparable. I mean, you guys seem to move around, even around the ship. You kind of move in one unit over here to this table. And when you start a conversation with somebody else, you guys all seem to be involved. Do you think this will bond your relationships and your friendships, even when you get older? And
Totally.
Yeah.
There's like no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite scripture?
I really like that verse in, I'm not sure whether it's 1st or 2nd Timothy, but it says to not be afraid, but to do everything with courage. And that really helps me because before I was just really nervous about doing things in front of people. You know, I would just, if there were people in a room, I would like avoid them or something like that.
Yeah.
But that really helped me because it's just, if the Bible tells you something, you can obviously do it. Mm. So, yeah, that really helped me.
How old are you, Ariana?
I'm 14.
14. How did you come to know the Lord, Ariana?
I pretty much always known about Jesus since my dad was a pastor, but I accepted Christ when I was 4 years old. But I really started getting into it when I was 13. But yeah, because before it probably would have never occurred to me to go on a missions trip.
But I would venture to guess that you've had some defining moments and some real challenges where you had to stand for Christ. Can you remember a few of those moments?
Not really individually, but I know that there were times that I wouldn't check out a book at the library because I knew that that was going to lead me astray or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm homeschooled. I've never really had a lot of severe opposition to my faith, but I guess just personal things like habits and relationships with my family and how I relate with people and stuff like that. Mm. Just basically personal challenges.
Well, how did you come to know the Lord, Kelsey?
I guess I kind of grew up knowing. I didn't go to church when I was little. I'm not one of those went to church. I didn't start going to church until like a couple years ago. When was that? Whenever we started going to Grace, that's when we actually started going.
Was your family going as well?
Yeah, except my dad and older brother. But well, long story.
Did you go with your mom, so to speak, or did you go on your own?
Well, actually, there were some kids that went to karate and invited us to church. And so, yeah, I got my whole family to go. And I went to church because, you know, it was awesome. It was something to do on Sunday. It was pretty cool and interesting. But I, like, really got into it. The first trip we took to Friendships, when I really saw people that, you know, they were really doing something. And I remember this one night, I was sitting out outside on the main deck, and I was feeling really bad. Like, there was no way anyone cared. I had just broken up with my first boyfriend. It was really bad. And you came out there, and you talked to me. And I just knew that, you know, somebody really cared. Hmm. There was somebody out there that cared. That's just, from then on, you know, I was like, yeah, God's real. God. I know what I'm going to do.
Wow. That's a blessing to me. Thank you for sharing that. Sometimes we just need to be reassured that. Isn't it such a comfort to know? You know, he doesn't do that constantly in our lives. You know, he likes to let us learn how to walk. But he always puts those unmistakable reminders like, hey, I'm real. I love you. And I'm right here with you. Those ones that you know that can't be from anybody else, something you didn't share with anybody, but in the deepest part of your heart that you're scared to go into sometimes.
Yeah.
He reveals it to you.
I would have never told anyone that.
Yeah.
But how I could just open up and say the things I said. I just know.
Now, some of the things that you've been through, some of the pains and the hurts, do you see how God will use this now to help you minister and relate to other people?
Yeah, I can see how. Yeah.
Do you feel the pains when somebody else is hurting?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's called compassion. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Awesome thing.
Well, let me ask you guys, if you were coming back.
There's no if. I'm coming back.
I was going to say, don't be saying if, man.
Okay. What would you say to somebody if you wanted them to go along? How do you relate your experience to somebody else in a way that's not trying to sell them an idea or religion or, you know, trying to get gas money help? Why would you tell them to come?
Because I think, in a way, when you're helping somebody else, you get blessed too. I mean, you obviously shouldn't just go there so you get praise and stuff, but it feels really good when you go out there and help people, and they really appreciate it. And I thought it was amazing because everybody there, it was just like one big, huge family, mm-hmm. and everybody liked everybody else. And yeah, even when we were working hard, we were having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So
that kind of baffles the world. How could people leave their home, leave their comforts and their friends to come out and work and have a good time at it for no money whatsoever? That doesn't make sense to the world. It confuses them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you'll do it again?
Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
Now let's talk about your adopted mother. I imagine you're thankful to Lori for bringing you out in the first place.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Making that opportunity. And you guys are being good for her in the meantime, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
Lori, are you glad you brought them along?
Yes, I am. And I am so glad that they all have experienced, you know, what they have through this. And I would bring them again.
It's funny because I was asking if you guys had adopted each other and whether she adopted you or you adopted her, and it didn't seem to matter. You guys all have adopted each other.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it didn't really happen in stages. We kind of just all fell together.
In the car.
Yeah.
What's the ride home usually like?
It's very sad because we're leaving. Yeah. It's like you leave your family and go home to your other family.
So that's the difficult thing about being here is we had so many people come in and just be a part of the family. And it's a blessing. Let me tell you, just you guys come in at the times that you come, you may feel like you don't do a whole lot in the big picture. You do a tremendous amount of work in not only just doing work around here, but that, come on, you guys, we love you. We're going to help. We're going to do this. And it makes a difference not only to us, but to people in Galveston, people in other countries, that little things you do here directly affect people in other countries for the love of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for giving up your comforts and for making yourselves available to Christ and being obedient. We pray for many blessings on your lives and your future. Thank you, Lori. Been a real pleasure having everybody here today. And let me ask you another question. You have encouraged, you've given opportunity for some ladies to come out and serve and get to know God in a different way through service. But there's many more young ladies and young men out there that have felt the call of God, but there's a little fear of the unknown that kind of holds them back a little bit. If you were going to say something that would encourage them to take that first step of faith, what would you say to them?
Just trust God that if He calls you to do something, there's a reason for it. He'll bless you. He'll bless others through you. But there's a reason for it, and He sees the whole picture. So don't lose out on a chance. Just don't miss out on it.
Amen.
Just do it. Just go for it.
Just do it. We heard that from a 14-year-old, and we've heard it from somebody that's a little older. So we're getting the idea that you just trust Him and go for it. Just do it. Just do it. And you know what you'll find is over time, those little steps of faith, you find that God is trustworthy. He has lit the path for you. If you just take that first step, you may not see the big picture, but you'll be able to see where the next step is going to be. And so you just take another step. And then another step. And then before you know it, you see how trustworthy God is and how good God is. You'll be running down that path in no time. Let God speak to you through His word. He's more than able to tell you what He wants you to know through His word. Pick up the Bible. Anyways, thank you all for joining us today. We really appreciate you guys being here. And we're sorry to see you go tomorrow. You're going to be going tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, why'd you have to say that?
You guys can hurry back, okay?
We sure will.
All right. Yeah. Thank you all for joining us today on Radio Friendships. And we'd like to invite you back next time, where we love to speak about the great and amazing God and all the wonderful ways throughout the world to serve Him. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.